Welcome to the Georgia Today podcast. Here we bring you the latest reports from the GPB newsroom. On today's episode, domestic violence survivors can now hide their addresses. Georgia's Senate race might get more money, and Augusta parking will no longer be free, and people are not happy about that.
No secret, I live on Broad, and if I wake up to a boot on my tire because I didn't pay in a meter overnight, like, we're going to have a problem.
Today is Wednesday, July 1st. I'm Peter Biello, and this is Georgia Today. State officials today unveiled a program to allow domestic violence survivors to keep their address confidential. GPB's Sarah Callis reports.
The Safe at Home program allows survivors to use a substitute address on state and local public records rather than their residential address. Mail sent to the substitute address in a secure location is then forwarded to the participant. The program aims to protect the confidentiality of survivors by keeping their address out of places where their abuser could find it. Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger's office is managing the program.
It's about giving survivors the opportunity to rebuild their lives without having to constantly worry and constantly look over their shoulders. It's about allowing families to begin to move forward.
Participants' substitute address would also appear on their voter registration, but they would continue to cast ballots at their assigned precinct. For GPB News, I'm Sarah Callis.
Organizations supporting Black women and girls in the American South are receiving a boost this summer. The Southern Black Girls and Women's Consortium is granting $350,000 to community organizations across 13 states. These grants will help address challenges like maternal health, gender-based violence prevention, and educational support. This comes as many organizations face funding challenges following the Trump administration's crackdown on diversity, equity, and inclusion policies. The grants coincide with the Joy and Justice Tour, featuring community activities and festivals in 9 cities. A U.S. Supreme Court decision yesterday could pump more cash into Georgia's U.S. Senate race. Justices struck down federal limits on how much political parties can spend on candidates. Republicans celebrated the ruling as Democratic U.S. Senator John Ossoff faces Republican Congressman Mike Collins in this year's midterm elections. Ossoff is a top target for the GOP this year, though it is not yet clear how much help Collins will get from the National Party. The city of Atlanta is investigating another fish kill, weeks after what the Chattahoochee Riverkeeper described as one of the worst fish die-offs in decades. Except this new fish kill isn't on the Chattahoochee, but another troubled Metro Atlanta waterway, the South River. Atlanta watershed managers said yesterday that a chemical release might have reached storm drains. Officials promise more information as the investigation continues. The South River, like the Chattahoochee, faces several water quality issues, many of them related to the urban environments that funnel runoff into the river. Just over halfway through the loggerhead sea turtle nesting season, the beloved endangered species already is setting records on Georgia's coast, GPB's Jillian Magtoto reports.
Georgia's Department of Natural Resources predicts more than 4,000 loggerhead nests by the end of the season. That would be the highest number the state has seen in about 4 decades, says DNR Sea Turtle Coordinator Mark Dodd.
It's not a huge surprise to us because we've seen sort of a 3-year cycle in the data over the last 10 years. Loggerheads don't nest every year, and they take off between 2 and 3 years. But one thing that is unusual about this season is that we're seeing these pulses of nesting, which are a little more extreme than we've seen in the past.
Female loggerheads are nesting more en masse than usual, producing extreme highs and lows. It's something Dodd and the DNR don't quite have an explanation for yet. For GBB News, I'm Jillian Magtoto.
Augusta is moving forward with plans for paid parking downtown. For years, it's been free. Yesterday, commissioners agreed to start the process of hiring a parking management firm for the area's main commercial corridor. Commissioner Jordan Johnson says the public didn't support previous efforts at paid parking and wants to see more discussion on the specifics.
No secret, I live on Broad, and if I wake up to a boot on my tire because I didn't pay in a meter overnight, like, we're going to have a problem. So I think we need to have the conversation again about how does paid parking look for residents? How does paid parking look for employees?
City officials say Augusta, like Atlanta, Savannah, and other cities, could raise millions of dollars through paid parking, potentially starting at $2.50 an hour. The The Atlanta Braves have launched a fundraising effort to provide relief to earthquake survivors in Venezuela. The Atlanta Braves Foundation is auctioning off a painting of Braves star right fielder and Venezuelan Ronald Acuna Jr. It's also selling signed photos of several players, including Acuna, and matching fan donations dollar for dollar up to $25,000 through Sunday, July 12th. The Braves say the contributions will benefit several relief organizations in Venezuela, including Global Empowerment Mission. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is waiving day use fees at many of its recreation areas from July 3rd through 5th in honor of America's 250th birthday. The fee waiver will apply at Georgia's Lake Hartwell and Lake Thurmond, and it covers fees for boat launch ramps and swimming beaches. The Corps of Engineers Savannah District, which manages Lakes Hartwell and Thurmond, says to be cautious on the lakes this weekend with ongoing drought conditions. They say rocks and tree stumps that are normally deep underwater are closer to the surface. England survived an early scare from Congo to advance to a spot in the round of 16 at the FIFA World Cup. Playing in Atlanta this afternoon, England's all-time goal leader Harry Kane scored two late goals to prevent England from suffering one of the biggest upsets in World Cup history. The final score was 2-1 England. It was the sixth of eight matches to be played in Atlanta. England next faces Mexico and Mexico City on Sunday. The two teams in Atlanta's next match, July 7th, are still not decided. A heat dome is settling in across much of the eastern United States, and it's expected to linger through and perhaps beyond Sunday. Scientists at Climate Central say this heat dome is five times more likely to have been caused by man-made climate change, meaning this kind of heat is beyond what we've experienced in recent memory. All this is happening as soccer fans gather outdoors for events like FanFest in downtown Atlanta and in Decatur for FIFA Watch Fest. With me now is Andrea Arnold, Decatur City Manager, to talk about how fans in Decatur are handling the heat. Welcome to the program.
Thanks. It's great to be here.
So for listeners who've never been to the site of Decatur Watch Fest, there's a big turf green outside where people can gather. I imagine that's a very hot space these days. Can you tell us about the impact the heat has had on Decatur Watch Fest?
So the last few days have been quite warm, as you know. Specifically for the event, we have many, many tents in place. Actually, this morning, you know, getting ready for the heat of the afternoon, we were putting up additional tents for people to get out of the sun and find some respite. So we are using the natural shade as well as putting in some additional shade to cool things off.
So in addition to the shade, is the city doing anything else to prepare for possible heat-related health emergencies? I'm thinking, you know, is there a free water supply available somewhere, or are there EMTs hanging around ready to respond if someone needs them?
So with the planning of this event, the top priority has always been safety and security of the attendees. That also includes being safe from the elements. And so if you come up here at any given time, you're going to see dozens of police officers and firefighters. Those are our first responders. And so they are here, they are on site, and they are ready to render aid in case anybody does have a medical emergency or a heat-related emergency. But in order to try to prevent that, in addition to the shade, we have other options to help keep people cool. We do have a misting truck that's at the perimeter of the event. In addition to that, Atlanta United has a lounge tent. And within that lounge, they also have misting fans. We have multiple water refilling stations, and we're also handing out cold, wet neck cloths that people can just, you know, put on their head or put around their neck to cool down. So those are just a few of the things that we're doing to keep people cool.
Decatur Watch Fest is free, so people are showing up and they're shopping at businesses around the square. How are the businesses doing, and how are they adjusting to the heat?
We're only showing about 60 or so of the 104 matches. And then otherwise, we're encouraging people to go into our businesses those that have signed up to be watch spots. And so the businesses that are watch spots, they have window clings announcing that. And that means that they are also showing the matches. And they are part of the plan to encourage people to get out of the heat and to go into the businesses. I know that one of the businesses right on the square upgraded their air conditioning units just before the event so that they could be prepared. But I do believe that all of our businesses have air conditioning, and we are encouraging people to dip into those businesses and cool off.
As of right now, you're preparing for a concert this evening as well as the U.S. team's match. Where can people go if they want to take a heat break during those events?
And that's where we would encourage people to go into our businesses. I mean, we're all around the square. There's retail, there's shops, there's pubs, there's restaurants.
That's Andrea Arnold. She's Decatur City Manager. And we've been talking about how fans in Decatur are handling the heat at Decatur Watch Fest. You can learn more about Decatur Watch Fest at DecaturWatchFest26.com. Andrea Arnold, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Yeah, thank you. Appreciate your interest.
And that's it for this edition of Georgia Today. Thank you so much for tuning in. Hope you come back tomorrow. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast. It's a great reminder to come on back. And visit gpb.org/news for updates to any of the stories you heard today, as well as the latest on the FIFA World Cup. Your feedback is always welcome, of course, and the best way to reach us is by email. The email address is georgiatoday@gpb.org. I'm Peter Biello. Thanks again for listening. We will see you tomorrow.
Each story you hear on Planet Money starts with a question. What happens if we refund tariffs? Why are groceries so expensive? At NPR, we stand for your right to be curious, because the forces shaping our world can be hard to see. Follow NPR's Planet Money wherever you get your podcasts and start seeing how the economy really works.